You that have spent your time in wickedness, now mind the dying words I shall express. Do not, like me, abuse your precious time, nor waste one moment when you're in your prime. And do not promise to repent the morrow, lest ere it comes you're overtook with sorrow. Some are struck dead, you very well do know. How can you tell but your case may be so? See how I languish on my dying bed, to think upon what I have done or said. But let me now to you a warning be, sin to forsake and shun iniquity. Frequent the church to which I once was strange, but now repent it, since I now must change this wicked world, and for my grave prepare, to be where blessed or cursed people are. The sins that once were pleasant unto me, to my poor soul sad torments now they be. But he that did his blood for sinners spill, I hope he will have mercy on me still. His mercy see by no means you abuse, for conscience at the last will you accuse. For your misdeeds and in your face will fly, and sting your souls when you shall come to die. To others do as you would be done by, this reason is, and justice certainly, and pleasant is to our Creator's sight, for he in justice always takes delight. Bad company see you avoid and shun, thousands thereby have surely been undone, and brought themselves to their untimely ends, to the great grief and sorrow of their friends. Lewd women, by no means do you come near, lest for your pleasure you do pay full dear. That is the fountain of all mischief, and brings shame and sorrow to our native land. But God's commands obey in everything. Amongst the saints then shall you praises sing. Your souls be happy when your bodies die, and you shall live with Christ eternally. But now I'm almost ready to depart. The guilt of sin doth pierce my tender heart. I tremble when I think upon the bar, where God and his dear Son the judges are. And if my Savior do not stand my friend, on whom my faith and hopes do both depend, my case will prove bad, and I shall be banished his presence to eternity. Amongst the wicked ones I shall remain, in flames to burn and feel immortal pain. Blessed God, forgive my sins, that I be freed from pains that last eternally. let thy sufferings for my sins suffice, and pardon all my gross iniquities, that after death my soul may fly to thee, and with thy saints forever blessed be. Thy mercies do in number far exceed the sins which make my dying heart to bleed, and therein lies the very bounds and scope that thou wilt grant me that for which I hope. My fainting spirits now I recommend into thy hands, for now my life must end. And having gained pardon for my sin, when life doth end, my joys will then begin. All you that read these lines when I am dead, pray ponder well the words that I have said, for without doubt you'll find them to be true, and so I bid this sinful world adieu.